Hey, welcome to another episode of the TechEd Europe Countdown Show. We are counting down to October 28th through the 31st, where we're all going to convene and meet in Barcelona, Spain. And Rick over here is beside himself, excited.
T minus eight.
That's eight. Ocho in Spanish.
Ocho. See, I'm not even going to try to do this in Spanish.
Because you'll add some French.
It comes out French, yeah. It just doesn't work. So it's T minus eight until we're going to be there. Can't wait. This is one of the fun episodes that we got to shoot beforehand and then show you around, if you will, a little bit of Barcelona.
Absolutely. Now, previous episodes, we've spent some time taking you around to all the various places to eat and drink that you want. Today, we're going to go show you the touristy things that you absolutely, positively must do when you're in Barcelona. There is a lot of amazing things. We talk a little bit about architecture. So as we go to Sagrada Familia, which is the, I don't know if this is true, but it probably is the longest construction project ever.
It's massive. It's very large. You can go off, take tours of it inside and that sort of stuff. We just kind of walked around the outside and had some great views of everything that was in there.
Absolutely.
And it's mind-blowing, just the detail, the vision, everything else that's on there.
Gaudi.
Really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, Gaudi. Yeah.
And speaking of Gaudi,
yes,
we also went to a park.
Yes, Parkwell.
Parkwell, where they've got a bunch of different houses that are in there. Some of them are private, some of them are public, as far as the house concerned, a little museum in there. Very cool stuff.
Very cool artsy kind of stuff sitting around. Mm-hmm. The lizard, the little gecko thing that people associate with Barcelona.
We should mention for that one there, you do have to go and reserve your ticket ahead of time to be able to get a good spot in line. You will have to get in line to be able to get in because there is like crowd
control time windows.
Yes. Time windows when you go. Don't miss your time window.
No.
We found out the hard way that they're very strict about time windows.
That's right, absolutely. Speaking of art and along the more artsy lines, the MNAC, or the National Art Museum, it's got some big, long Spanish name, which I can't pronounce, and I'm not even going to try, because I slaughtered it even while we were there.
Beautiful location.
Absolutely.
Beautiful location for that one.
You did a little dancing.
Yes. Somehow you mysteriously had a stomach ache or something and couldn't be around for that little particular segment. So I was able to do some flamenco dancing, although I much preferred the rhythmic clapping instead.
Yeah.
Because I can at least move my hands, maybe not my feet at the same time.
Yes, that was quite good. Some flamenco dancing along with some fine food there as well. So you'll want to make sure that you check that out. And then, of course, we're wearing the colors today because one of the places that we got to visit was Camp Nou, which is the home of FC Barcelona, the football squad there, who may or may not, we haven't seen the Champions League schedule,
right,
actually be in town playing games during the UEFA Champions League. So
we found out that they're very sensitive about the grass or the pitch.
The pitch, absolutely.
We were not allowed to touch it in any way, shape, or form, and I was asked not to ensure that there was no international incident that occurred.
Well, first time we've not had an international incident when we tour a foreign country with Rick. So take a look at this exciting episode of Things to Do from Barcelona.
If there's anything I can definitely recommend, take some time before and also after TechEd to be able to do some of these if you can't do it during.
Golnaz, roll that video. All right, my friend, it's time for a little bit of culture. It's time for a little bit of flamenco dancing.
That's weird coming from us, the culture part. I don't know about flamenco. I can see you in a skirt, but...
No, not really.
No, okay.
But castanets all day long.
Okay, claws to nets.
Claws to nets, yes, absolutely. We are in El Tablio de Carmen, which is a fantastic flamenco and dinner show. People are starting to file in now.
And this is in this like recreated village that was created for the World's Fair of 1929. And so it literally, like you're walking around in this little miniature recreated Spanish town. Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely fantastic. Now you can come here, you can have dinner, get dinner and a show, or also just a cocktail and a show as well. And it's basically the flamenco dancing that's very traditional of the south of Spain, in a very intimate setting. Fantastic place. Highly recommend you check this out. We're going to enjoy some dinner.
I think we're going to have some dinner. Dinner and make some cava, is that what it's called?
Sangria.
Sangria. Sangria is definitely on the menu.
So highly recommend you check this out. Get some flamenco culture into your life while you're here in Barcelona.
Olé!
Okay, so we're here in Barcelona, TechEd Europe, and the biggest request that came across the Channel 9 forums was to see the national sport from Barcelona, which is ice hockey.
No.
We're here in Camp Nou.
No.
Camp Nou.
No, it's over that way.
This is the official ice rink where they play hockey, and it's the national sport of Spain.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No. But no, football. It's this way. We have to go this way.
I thought it was over here.
Now, this is actually where we were supposed to be, and not on the ice sheet.
I thought that the ice rink was the national sport.
No. That would be football.
So this is about as close as you can get to hallowed ground. We've been warned that it'll be an international incident if I even touch one blade of grass, so I'm not going anywhere near.
So we are actually at Club Nou, which is the...
Oh, Club Nou.
Yes. It's the home of FC Barcelona. It is the largest football stadium in Europe.
And this is not American football with the little skinny ball that you
throw
like
it's,
this?
No, it's soccer. Yeah, and most people would call it football. Though,
got it.
For those of you attending TechEd Europe 2014.
Got it.
So, what I mentioned, the largest stadium in Europe, the 11th largest. However...
Large, you say large. We're talking 90...
Nearly 100,000.
Almost
99,000 people. They actually reduce it down to 96,000 for UEFA matches because standing room... UEFA doesn't like the standing room thing.
Okay.
But it's a fantastic place you can come visit. You can take a tour.
There's a museum. There's a gift shop. The tours are available. I think it's, 17 euros or something like that?
A little bit more,
They got an audio thing you can listen to as you're going through it. You get to see some really, really cool stuff. You don't get to go inside the locker rooms, but you do get to go inside the visitor locker rooms. Apparently, the players' locker room actually have a private volleyball court, a movie theater, and...
I think you're expanding a little bit more than what they told you.
I think they're actually saying they have
Yeah?
Them. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's incredible. Incredible stuff. It's like royalty here. I feel like royalty.
I feel like royalty as well. I'm
close to perfection.
Right next to the pitch. We're actually right at the pitch.
So you can come and actually take a tour of this while you're here if you want to. There might be a game. There might be games,
yes,
right?
Yes, there very well could be. Because it would be during the Champions League. Okay. And that, of course, is the big playoff... for all the European teams.
It might be difficult to get tickets, but you never know. Might be there. Worth looking into.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Come join 96,000 of your closest friends and watch some fantastic football.
I just want to like turn around and run on the grass and watch security tackle me.
Walk
so
that
I'm going to walk this way just for safety reasons.
Keep moving. Nothing to see here. All right, so we're standing out in front of the National Art Museum, which you don't want me to say in Spanish because I would completely
massacre the name.
Even worse than you.
Thanks. Thank you.
And you're with your Spanish with French accent.
Yes, that works.
So here, this building was actually built as part of the 1929 World's Fair. Mm-hmm. This is a Spanish pavilion. You can also see some of the other buildings that were part of that World's Fair, the other pavilions of the other nations. And then if you go inside the art museum, you can catch art anywhere from the 9th century all the way up to the 20th century. So you can get a little bit of culture while you're right here in Barcelona.
That goes back pretty far.
It does. Yeah,
now,
it absolutely does.
The vista that we're in right now, obviously the museum's way up there. You can actually get a beautiful view from the top. There's a glassed-in area you can go off and take a look at. Looking down in this direction, we've got these beautiful flowing waters and fountains, but then far off in the distance is actually a bullfighting arena.
Which is now a shopping mall.
Right, so apparently if you put a cover over top of a bullfighting arena, it can be turned into a shopping mall in modern Spain. It's an old-fashioned Spanish village that's part of this whole complex. It's a whole bunch of different buildings that are all part of this pavilion. It's actually really, really beautiful.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Should we go look at some art?
Yeah, man, let's go see some art.
All right. We're here at Parkwell, and it's a really cool place to kind of come and check out. It's essentially a planned development that's been turned into a park.
Okay.
With a lot of the Gaudi architecture.
I was about to say, there's some beautiful little places. I saw that Gaudi's gone ahead and done like a rosary walkway with different sized stones. Like he's and these benches that we're standing in front of are actually ergonomically designed.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I didn't want to have to stand up to actually do this shot.
So the main interior part of the park, you have to actually pay, I think, about 8 or 9 euros or something like that to come into. But you're allowed to go and walk around the outside if you want to.
Yes.
So we're in the paid area.
Yes, we're in the paid area.
Okay.
Yeah, so it used to be a planned development. There's only a few homes here that are actually still occupied.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But there's also the Gaudi Museum here to check out.
That's that pink thing that's around here somewhere?
It was around the other side.
That's over there.
And plenty of awesome architecture. So come check out Parkwell. It's a fantastic thing. You get beautiful views of the city as well.
No, they're very precise on the time they let you in. So if you buy a ticket for 2 o'clock on the internet first, because it's faster and cheaper, make sure you get here exactly for 2 o'clock to let you in the line. Otherwise, they won't do it.
Yes.
We tried to get in 3 minutes early, it didn't work.
No, they said no.
So let's go take a look at some stuff.
Yeah, let's go check a look. Sagrada Familia. You know, I complain about the cafe reconstruction at Microsoft and how long it takes
forever.
Yeah, then nothing really kind of counts to this. We're in front of one of the most visited places in all of Spain. And this is Gaudi's Cathedral.
Okay.
And this thing it's pretty impressive. Started construction in 1882. Gaudi passed away in 1926. And they did have a bit of a break during the Civil War from 1936 to 1939 was the Civil War, and then they stopped construction for the 13 years until 1954.
They stopped during the war?
Correct, yes. And then passed it. So
how many years?
Construction time, 114 years.
So that's basically a very long waterfall project. They're just past the M1 stage right now. They're doing a big push, apparently, for Gaudi's 100th anniversary of his death for 2026. There actually are pictures that have the cranes digitally removed if you wanted to see this.
Yes, absolutely. This is pretty impressive in the fact that they've really only got just a small portion of this done. As you can see, it's pretty massive, and there's only the four of the spires are actually
four of the 12 apostle spires. Those are the smaller spires at each of the entrances that are coming in right now. Those ones were completed when he was still alive.
Yes.
And now they have a team of 16 different architects that are working together with the university after studying his buildings and different sorts of construction projects around, and the 2D drawing to be able to construct the rest of this, which is just insane.
You guys have to see this thing. My mind is completely blown seeing this thing. It's super impressive. It will actually end up still being the tallest building in Barcelona once it's complete.
The main spire, the Christ spire at the
correct
very top.
Will be the tallest point in Barcelona, even with some of the other large tall buildings that they built around the Olympics and other things here. This is really, really impressive, and so I highly recommend you come on out and check it out.
So we're in one of the parks just on the outside. There's going to be parks each one of those different areas. You can go inside and take a tour as well. And it's a little bit dark and tight in there. I don't know if we're going to make it today or not, but even just standing outside is just gorgeous. I could sit on this bench right here and have a latte and just watch.
Absolutely. It's impressive. Come check it out.